Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we are going to look at one of the most important parts of our life through a wise quote from our Mullah, Imam Ali alayhi salam, where Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, أَعْجَزُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَجَزَ عَنْ اِكْتِسَابِ الْإِخْوَانِ وَأَعْجَزُ مِنْهِ مَنْ ضَيَّعَ مَنْ ظَفِرَ بِهِ مِنْهُمْ. The most helpless of all men is he who cannot find a few brothers during his life. But still more helpless is he who finds such a brother but loses him. From the first part of Imam's wise code, we understand that having good friends brings about power and esteem for a person. There are three things that are the signs of power and esteem of a person as defined in Nahjul Balagha. The first one in Hikmah number 11, having good friends. And the second one, having a good counselor, where Imam alayhi salam in Hikmah number 54 said, وَلَا ظَهِيرَ كَالْمُشَاوَرَ. There is no support like consultation. The third one is keeping secrets, where Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, in Hikmah number 154 said, وَمَنْ كَتَمَ سِرَّهُ كَانَتِ الْخِيَرَةُ بِيَدِهِ. He who guards his secrets retains control in his own hands. Indeed, it is not any friendship which brings about power and esteem. It is pointed out by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, do not take a fool, a miser, a sinful person, or a liar as your friend. As Imam alayhi salam explains in a part of Hikmah number 38, as an advice to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam, where he says, Ya bunayya, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةَ الْأَحْمَقِ فَإِنَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْفَعَكَ فَيَذُرَّكَ. Oh my son, you should avoid making friends with a fool, because he may intend to benefit you, but may harm you. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةَ الْبَخِيلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَقْعُدُ عَنْكَ أَحْوَجَ مَا تَكُونُ إِلَيْهِ. You should avoid making friends with a miser, because he will run away from you when you need him most. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةَ الْفَاجِرِ فَإِنَّهُ يَبِيعُكَ بِالطَّافِ. You should avoid making friends with a sinful person, because he will sell you for nothing. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةَ الْكَذَّابِ فَإِنَّهُ كَالسَّرَابِ يُقَرِّبُ عَلَيْكَ الْبَعِيدِ وَيُبَعِّدُ عَلَيْكَ الْقَرِيبِ. And you should avoid making friends with a liar, because he is like a mirage, making you feel far things near and near things far. Of course, wrong and bad friends bring problems and hardship into our lives, and indeed avoiding having them as a friend will make lots of our problems disappear and also makes our life much more enjoyable. That is why our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, Al-wahdatu khayrun min qarin su'. Better to be alone than to have bad friends. And of course, the term ikhwan, meaning brothers, is not applied to any friend, as the Quran says, Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqu allaha la'allakum turhamun. Believers are indeed brothers. Therefore, make things right among your two brothers and fear Allah, so that you will be subject to mercy. Therefore, ikhwa refers to the mu'mineen. Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi says, there are three ways of being brothers. First, being brothers by blood. Second, being breastfed from the same woman. And third, being brothers by nomination. And this verse is referring to the third type of brotherhood, and that is being brothers by nomination. There are many concepts whose existence relies on nomination, like certain offices and positions which bring advantages and also responsibility for the person holding them. Indeed, this brotherhood among mu'mineen, although it has advantages, it also brings responsibilities for us, which are also mentioned in this verse. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Make things right among yourselves, solve each other's problems. And also, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Also being pious and fear Allah. And of course, the one who invites others to commit sins cannot be called a friend or brother. And at the end, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The gain will be more closeness to the infinite mercy of the Lord. About Ikhwan, there is a narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen in the book Al-Kafi, where Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that one day Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was in the city of Basra. A man came to him and asked him to give him some explanation about Ikhwan. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, "There are two groups of brothers, trusted brothers and smiling brothers. As for the brothers who are trustworthy, they are hands and wings and part of family and precious assets. Therefore, whenever you trust your brother, permit him access to your wealth and your life, and be a friend with his true friends, an enemy with his enemies, and conceal his secrets and mistakes, and reveal his goodness. And know this, O you, the one who asked this question, these advices are more precious than red sulfur," meaning they are very rare to find elsewhere. "And as for your smiling brothers, you get pleasure from them of socializing and relaxing. So do not cut them off and do not ask more from their hearts. Do not expect purity or honesty, and let them enjoy your enthusiasm and good humor as much as you enjoy theirs. Therefore, having a good friend is precious, and the one who has good friends has power and esteem. And the one who does not have any good friends indeed is among the most helpless people." And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.